see. All right, well, let me save this first, and I got to change it over. Oh, no, Brother Joe is going to be recording the church service because we're going to be doing the testimony this Sabbath. And so, because I can't keep turning it on and off, on and off, on and off on my end with the mic. And so, thanks again, Brother Joe. So anyway, let me save this, and I'll drop the mic here. So 03-02-19 study. And if you could just, you know, title it that way, Joe, that'd be great. Just put 03-02-19 sermon. And that's how I upload them to the server. Otherwise, I'll just change it if you forget. No big deal. Because all those links are pre, it makes it easier for me to pre-build them that way. So it's like almost halfway done. And I'll turn off my mic. And then the next thing you'll be hearing in the stream will be some music. And then after the one song, we'll pray and we'll start the service. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what we shall do. Praise Him. If you can kneel, we're going to start with prayer. Oh, that kitty. I don't know. There's a kitty on my chair top or back, I guess you call it. She likes to park there while I do my work or do church. All right. Please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for blessing us with your presence. Thank you for giving us all that we need to grow in Christ and to be ambassadors for Jesus down here. And when we get home, too, we're going to reign with him for, you know, 1,000 years, as you declare. And so thank you for getting us ready for that as well. Thank you for blessing everyone here in attendance all over the world. And thank you for the technology to be able to do it and for keeping a hedge of angels around it as well. Even with the way they censor us, it allows us to fly under the radar to some extent. So thank you for keeping us safe and the ministry safe and all the servers and everything like that. Thank you. keeping that hedge of angels there so much. We so appreciate that, Father. And thank you for blessing everyone that gets to the mic today with bridled tongues so that you and you alone are being glorified. And thank you for all that's about to be shared and all that has been shared in the past. Who knows how many testimony services that we do. And thank you for blessing us with the idea to do this once a month, because it's important. It's very, very important to let the people see your hand move and the lives of your obedient child. And again, we offer this prayer unto you in the name of your Son, our Savior, our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. Okie dokie. So, I got a few praises here. I'm going to do my praises later because I forgot to look them up. I have my own private prayer list that I've been keeping for decades. It used to be on paper. Now it's on notepad and digital. And so I got to go dig through that and see what the Lord has done the last 30 days. So, yeah, okay, Fran, thanks. As you know, SDR Indy isn't here. That's why whenever you see SDR Indy and then SDR Indy 2, that means, right now she's with the grandkids. And one of them was Z. You saw him in the room earlier. You saw that little Z come in with the smiley face. That's one of my boys, one of my grandboys. And so she's not able to get – that cat's going to start goofing up again. she's not able to get emails because she doesn't have a laptop, which maybe I'll just give you mine, Fran, next time, and I'll put your stuff in there. So – if you have, like, for those of you that usually send it to Sister Fran, please send it to one of the other, you know, sisters or brothers here in the faith. We got quite a few moderators here that can get on the mic. And so, but Franny can't do it this week. So her mic works, but as you heard, it had some static, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't to where, hey, fix it. No, it was very, very slight. It wasn't even annoying. So, where am I at here? Oh, that's my praise list. It's like, wow, that's an awful lot of them. So, okay, let me, a brother by the name of Drew emailed this to me, and I think he listens on the radio or on the stream or something. I don't know. I don't recall a Drew coming in here all too often into our little chat room here. I'm checking now. No, and see, the thing that really irks me about the way this chat room is set up, it's alphabetized per account, and so you got to look through the whole thing because the alphabet, like the moderators are alphabetized, then all the clouds and the pencils are alphabetized in alphabetical order, and then underneath the there's a bunch of different accounts under there, new people, old people, whatever. So this first one is from Drew. And he says, I know, brother, you are absolutely – that's a previous email. He says, I became lacking in strength because I haven't been reading the Word and studying daily like I was. I wasn't kidding when I say when someone's having, you know, trials and tribulations that are they're hitting them a little hard, I always ask them, one of the first things I ask them is, when was the last time you read your Bible? And that's why he said, I know, brother, you're absolutely correct. I became lacking in strength because I haven't been reading the Word and studying daily like I was. I will never make that mistake again, as some new light has been brought to attention recently, and I know just how little time we have left. Our enemy does prowl about as a roaring lion ready to devour us when we become lax and put the instruction manual down. That's, of course, the Bible. And praise be to God of eternity. For I have been able to get my wife back on track, too. That way, well, actually, Jesus did that, but you know what he means. That way we will start having Bible studies again with the kids and bring them back into the truth, as I have seen them both backsliding, and it absolutely breaks my heart. Sin not only affects the sinner, its consequences affect others. And so, again, that's like a no man's an island kind of a thing. A lot of people think, oh, it's only affecting me. You know, like especially the people that are taking drugs or want to commit suicide. They don't realize you got people that love you. You know, it affects them in a big way. I got a praise here from Sister Sarah. It says, Brother Nicholas, my name is Sarah. And I don't know if you remember me. Yes, I do. But I emailed you a while back with multiple prayer requests. One was for my mom. She was diagnosed with breast cancer. One was for my paralyzed aunt, I guess, who had heart problems and a deadly sore. And I also had a heart problem. And one was for my husband to come around on the idea of me homeschooling my son. I just wanted to give you an update. My mom is cancer-free. My aunt's heart is now in good condition, and she was told she will walk again. I guess the sore was in her leg. The problem I had with my heart has disappeared, and I will have you know my son will be going into third grade this coming school year, and he will be doing it at home with me. And I cannot thank you enough for your prayers. God has moved so many mountains in mine and my loved ones' lives, and of course I owe all praise and thanks to him. But I also thank you because I know your prayers were faithful for my family and me, and because of that, they were answered. All glory and thanks be to the Lord, and again, thank you. And no, it wasn't just because of my faith. It was their faith, too. All right? And I could, you know, you could even have no faith. But if the people have faith that you're praying for or laying hands on them and stuff like that, you know, they'll be healed or whatever. All right, let me see if I can do one more because I noticed we got some hands up here. Let me scroll up. We have Brother Craig and Dwayne and Brother Gilbert. Let me see anybody else. Okay, that's it for now. But let me, I got another one here from Sister Denise. All right, and she's my little sister. I hope she doesn't mind me saying it that way. My little sister, Denise. All right? And she says, Happy Sabbath. I wanted to share something that happened about two weeks ago. I had read a verse in the book of Malachi that morning, and something didn't make much sense at the moment. So later that day, I asked someone about what it meant, but they told me they would let me research and find out, which is always good sometimes if you think about it. I did some reading that night and asked for understanding of what that meant in my prayer before bed. In the morning, I woke up with something just going, I guess she means, over and over in my head. And she kept hearing the spirit of Elijah, the spirit of Elijah, you know, that over and over again, with the J, you know, the first one. And so I read a little more and checked spirit of prophecy writings, only to find that the answer to my question was, in fact, the spirit of Elijah. I just thought that it was something amazing. And then she puts a little smiley face. That's looks like she's got the same issue that Sean does regarding smiley faces. All right, so, they know what I mean when I'm saying that. And I think I'll save these other ones. Yeah, because these next two are kind of long. I'm going to check my email, too, while the others. Oh, no, wait. Brother... I think I just got a praise here from Brother Matthew. It's a PM, so it's not that long. So I'm just share this one. And I think Dwayne came up first, and so I think it's going to be Dwayne, Craig, and Gilbert, or maybe I'm wrong. So Brother Matthew says, Matthew G. in the room, because we have another Matthew. I don't know if he's here today. But anyway, he says, I first thank God and praise his holy name for you giving the Bible study and preaching. That you just shared, I guess. God just spoke through you concerning the things we go through, including my health problems. And now I thank you also because I have received the message given to me. I already knew, but needed a refreshing to bring the answer back to my mind. Amen. Thank you, brother. And this is what we pray, by the way. My wife and I, we have a tendency to pray this way for our children. Because, you know, children of preachers, because Fran shares her faith just as much as I do. And sometimes they won't hear it from mom and dad. You know, you could tell them 10, 15. Same thing with me in France. Like, she says things to me, and okay. And I'll say things to her, and she's like, yeah, okay. You know, so, but someone else says it, it allows the seed to gain the increase. Isn't that neat? Because now you realize, well, it's not just my mom and dad saying it. So anyway, Matthew goes on to say that he says, that was so cool how my answer came after I asked you to pray for a healing for myself. LOL. God is good and never ceases to amaze me. I love to hear the good Lord speak through the words he gives you to preach. And he has a weird smiley face with a wide open mouth. I will go through whatever I must go through for God's great glory and for my own good. In Jesus' name, amen, brother. Amen. And I know what you're talking about because we were talking earlier in PM, too, in regards to what you're going through. Never seems to end for you, huh, brother? And it's just, that's the case. The enemy knows you're a threat. So, you know, just like with your boys, with the stuff they keep going through. So, praise the Lord, brother. So, all right, let me drop the mic. So that whoever is going to be sharing is going to be sharing. And thank you again, Joe, because this you won't. It's amazing how much that helps when you record this. So take care. I'll be back in a minute or two or ten. Who knows? So let me drop this.
Sabbath blessing, brothers and sisters. Can y'all hear me? I'm going to share a little testimony, a praise, and a confirmation. First of all, don't ever think that the seeds that we plant, don't ever think that they're falling on deaf ears, because they're not. Me and my grandson was playing ball yesterday, basketball, and he out of nowhere, he asked a question, was Satan ever in heaven? And if we never study the Word or study Scriptures, we won't be able to get an answer. And it came out such a way that the Holy Spirit definitely was moving at the time. And I told him, yes, he was in heaven, but his name wasn't Satan. His name was Lucifer. And he wasn't high archangel. He was in charge of the angels in heaven. And I got kind of nervous here. So, you know, I told him that the government, you know, the earth, the government system is set up, they have their government system, and God has his government system. And I told him that Satan fell to the earth because he was jealous, he was jealous over Jesus. Jesus was next to God. And he wanted to be Jesus. He didn't, you know, we want to be like Jesus. We don't want to be Jesus. So Satan, you know, I told him that Satan was jealous, and his jealousy got to be him so enraged that he rebelled against God, the government of God. And, wasn't an archangel, well, I'm sorry. He wasn't, anyway, he, goes on and I go to tell him that, he was cast down to the earth, and then that's how how sin started in heaven, because he rebelled against God, and so God cast him down to the earth, him and a third of the angels. You know, Satan took a third of the angels, and he made them rebel against against heaven. And anyway, last night we did our studies last night, and Brother Nicholas, Pastor Nicholas, was it was a confirmation as to what me and Layton was talking about. I never read the part where when Nicholas was talking about the fall of Satan, and my jaw just dropped when he was talking about how Ellen White was talking about how Satan was in heaven, and how the third of the how the angels rebelled against how Satan and his angels rebelled against heaven. And that we all have a choice, I told him, and God gives us a choice. We're not a robot, I told him. And Satan chose to do what he did, and he was cast out. But those are the kind of seeds that we plant, that when we plant them, that they're not falling on deaf ears. And when he asked that question, I was able to answer it in a way that he kind of made him feel better about it. But anyway, I want to thank y'all for listening to my praise. Thank y'all.
Can you guys all hear me? In a different location, so I don't know if this mic is up. Okay, good. That's praise the Lord. Brother Dwayne, thank you so much for sharing that praise and being able to pick up the mic and to exercise your ability to speak, because as we all know, we've got to try to start doing more exercising our ability to speak, because you guys all have the truth. Now, it's nice that everybody would strive a little more to try to pick up the mic and speak and get more familiar with doing so, so that you can also help others and they can hear the good news from your mouth. Amen. And so, with that said, thank you, Brother Dwayne. As many of you may or may not know, we do have home churches in other parts of the world who may not have a chance to come here to the church. And there are some also in America who do come together and meet, and I talk to them from time to time. And I wanted to share one praise from them, one family down there in Texas who is really into the health message, and we all know that that's the right arm to the third angel's message, is a lot of people in the world today are sick, and so that's one gigantic method that we can reach, you know, the people and to teach them the present truth. And there was a man that they were working with who I guess was a friend of a neighbor, and he just had received cancer at the young age of 50. And it started to spread through his body, and of course the doctors wanted to give him chemo, but after speaking with some of the brethren, he decided to say, absolutely not, I'm going to go on the juice diet of raw foods, fruits and vegetables. And then I directed their path to speak with Brother Warren on this nano silver, and they received some of that nano silver and started giving it to him, and he changed his diet. He stopped eating the flesh foods and the processed foods that were causing the cancer, because what you need to do is you need to starve the cancer cells in what brought them to develop in the body. And so it was working, and he's becoming more healed, because the cancer actually was spreading through his body, went all the way into his brain. And so the silver that he was drinking and the juices that he was taking started to destroy it. And as he started to see himself get healed, he found some ministries down there in Mexico where he's currently at now and undergoing some treatment. So I'll keep you posted on that from time to time. But he is getting healed, and I ask that you pray for them and their family as they're down there. And so next, while I get ready to close this out, I just wanted to praise God, you know, for the chance and opportunity to come here to the States to have time to fellowship with you guys. And as many of you know, I do most of the traveling, like the Apostle Paul in his time as a minister, traveling around the countries and doing everything I can to help people see the truth as we're called to do. And so I praise God for having a chance to be here for about 6 months and meeting with some of you and baptizing and going out into the streets and work and what have you. And so now, as it's about time to start getting back to the other parts of the world and hitting those countries that have not gotten the truth or do not have the present truth today, and going into the dark parts of the world and what have you. And while I get ready to do that, I just ask that you guys would please pray for me. Please don't forget about me, because I'm out there doing the best that I can to help everybody see, and hopefully that they will come to church and learn more. So you keep that work in prayer. And from time to time, I'll come back and be able to see you guys and come here on Friday night study. And for those of you who are at the YouTube channel where Pastor Nicholas is at, please try to make an effort to go in on Friday nights where everyone gathers and stuff, and even on Sabbath, and to share with your family and friends out there and to get this movement going, because we understand and know that the times are getting short. And so anyways, I just wanted to say goodbye to you guys. And if you know my YouTube channel, or you don't, it's SDR Media at YouTube. And so if you ever have any questions, you can email me there. But I will continue to preach there. But until next time, I just want to say God bless you all. Thank you for everything. Thank you for emailing me and comforting me. And stay strong. Be encouraged. Don't be discouraged when you don't see things prospering in certain times when you're going through trials and such. But just be strong. Be vigilant. And press forward together in perfect unity. And I love you all very much. And thank you for everything. God bless.
Praise the Lord always. Can you all hear me? All right. I actually have two testimonies. One, first off, the Lord is just plain good. That's just the way it is. He's been so good. This first praise for the Lord, I'm going to say is this. In fact, I've actually put it on the forum, and it's entitled, "A Demon Has Been Cast From My Home." And I'm gonna read it exactly how I wrote it on the forum. And it says this: "The Lord was, has been, and always will be good. For some time, my granddaughter has been overly loud, even screaming at times. It's been going for a noted while. I have to confess I did not have a good attitude about it. My daughter, my son-in-law, and there lives with my wife and myself. Some time ago, I actually heard my granddaughter make this statement. I believe she was playing a video game, and she made this statement. She said, 'Thank you, Satan.' Yes, this was said. The yelling and screaming would happen from time to time. I have thoughts of actually going in and handling it my way. Thank you, my Lord, that I didn't. Handling it myself. And what I had in mind to do would not have resulted in a good outcome. The day came when I had enough. I thought that my granddaughter said, the thought that my granddaughter said, 'Thank you, Satan,' came to mind. The Lord is good, because that popped into my mind. I got on my knees, and I think I asked the Lord to send the demon out. I don't remember everything I said. I remember saying something like, 'In the name of Jesus, get out of my house, Satan. I know this is you. I'm not going to come down on my granddaughter. I am telling you to get out of my house.' From that time, it has been quiet, and I feel like I was given peace. I ask, please pray for my home, and I ask, please pray for me. I worship, praise, thank the Lord. I worship, praise, I thank the Lord. I worship, praise, I thank the Lord. Always, always, always. Another praise. My wife just came from a medical appointment at the Army hospital that's over by us. We're over in the Fort Bragg area. For a good amount of time, in fact, for most of the year, either half or most of the year, she hasn't been taking her medication, her diabetes medication. She happens to be diabetic. And she hasn't been taking her medication for a good long while. And during that time, she's been active, keeping an eye on the grandkids and things like that, making sure they're safe and everything. Thank you, my Lord God, for that. He's given her a good heart like that. But when she actually went in to get examined by the doctors, her results came back with the following. She's done so well as far as her blood, as far as her blood was concerned. She has been taken off of the diabetes medicine. She's been taken off of the diabetes medicine. The Lord has been so good in that, you know. She's been given aspirin and things like that, but most of everything else that she received, she doesn't even take that anymore. I think her blood sugar was good and all of that. And I praise the Lord. I worship him. I thank him. And, I got this to say also, and I'm going to stop here. I'm going to remind every one of you out there that is listening, that's under the sound of my voice, please, something good has happened. Something good from the Lord has happened for you. Say it if you don't feel like it. Say it. I don't care what your feelings are. You got something good to say about the Lord. Say it. I worship, I praise, I give you thanks, my Lord God. I worship you, I praise, I give you thanks, my Lord God. I worship you, I praise, I give you thank you. I thank you, my Lord God. Thank you all for listening. May the Lord bless you. Happy Sabbath.
Amen. Praise the Lord, brother. Amen and amen. It reminds me of something that happened to me recently in regards to casting demons out and stuff. I've been going through this for, I don't know, many years, especially when the work is heavy and a lot of good things are happening and the Lord's truth is being presented. Oftentimes I'll be laying in bed, drifting off to sleep, and as I'm just about ready to drift, something or someone pokes me and just jabs me with a finger. Just that's what it feels like. But and this will go on for an hour. And every time I drift off, boom, I get poked, And what I've been doing the last few years, and I'm not saying I'm possessed, but demons can annoy Christians. It's oppression sometimes, but it doesn't, it's not gotten to that point because there's not a lot of permission to be here, okay? As a matter of fact, there's no permission to be in this house. Somehow, some way, it just gets there. I don't know if it's demonic or if it's medical. I don't know. But as I'm drifting off, I get these jabs, and it wakes me up. And I got to try to get back to sleep and drift off, and then boom, I get another jab, and it just keeps going on over and over and over. And it's kind of like the whole body jerks kind of a thing. It's just weird. And so what I have been doing for many years in that respect is I just go into prayer, and I drift off, and then I get jabbed again. But the Lord reminded me, and this is, I don't know, a couple, 3 weeks ago, the Lord reminded me that sometimes you got to speak out loud. Sometimes you have to, because I'm asking the Lord for help and all this other stuff, but I forgot about, get thee hence, Satan, in Jesus' name. I'm covered by the blood of the Lamb, right? And so, as well as I could, I said those words, because it's like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning when I started drifting off again. I mean, it doesn't usually happen as I'm falling asleep, but then later on in the night, you got to get up and get, go to the bathroom or something like that, and I go back to bed. And it'll start then, usually. And so the thought came to mind to do that. I wonder what that cat is doing now. Anyway. But, yeah, the thought came to mind to rebuke it openly because the devil can't hear our thoughts. Okay? So I did that. I said, the cat. I did that. And so I just said, get thee hence, Satan. I am covered by the blood of the Lamb. And that's about it. I won't give him any conversation or whatever. And it was gone instantly. And it hasn't been back since. But if it does come back, I'll just do that again. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that because that, is with all that I do, I try to get in my 7 or 8 hours. And there's times where that poking thing starts happening and I can't get any sleep. And so I don't know if it's demonic or if it's, medical. So, but it's gone. And I wanted to praise the Lord for that. And so let me read a couple of more here that I've gotten from some of the brethren. Amen. Brother Lewis, Lewis number 5 here says, praise the Lord for healing me from my sickness about 2 weeks ago. Amen, brother. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. We got another family here that's going to get a pencil as soon as I, in the room here. So as soon as I get that. Oh, let me send a little heart response there to Brother Dwayne. Okay. Let me go back to this other praise list. I got Brother Warren has a praise. He says, this is updates on the health message here in the islands, Hawaii. Praise the Lord just to be in Hawaii, are you kidding? But he says, Sabbath blessings from Brother Alvin, Sister Janiza, Jania, Alvi, and Uncle Wawan. Since last testimony and praise Sabbath, we have continued to this is for today. He dated it. Thanks, brother. Yeah, because it kind of looks familiar. All right, so we have been helping We have continued to assist those who have been helping over the past many months and now years. The latest is a lady that has an aneurysm, and she has been worried as she is not getting any help from her doctor. We gave her instructions on what to take, how much, and when to take the nano silver and food-grade diatomaceous earth. After 6 weeks, she is now very, very happy as the aneurysm is disappearing. We also have a diabetic patient that has refused to listen when we tell everyone that we do not charge for any of these services. The patient is so happy that his diabetes is going away that he went out and purchased 8 gallons of steam distilled water and gave it to us. Praise the Lord. While talking to my friend about her dad, who has lost a leg to diabetes, someone overheard us talking about her dad and how we are trying to save his other leg and get him back to health. That person that overheard was talking about the diabetic patient, told my friend that her sister has brain cancer. We are waiting for her to call us so that we can meet and give them the tools to get back to health. Please pray for all these we are trying to help. There are many ongoing treatments and many more souls to bring home. We are thankful for the good health, protection, and the tools provided to get the third angel's message out along with the health message. We are also very thankful for all the blessings and providential workings in the past year as well as for this new year, wherein he is giving us additional time to prepare for his soon return. Lastly, we are very thankful for our salvation. He called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Praise his holy name. Amen. Amen and amen. And I want to praise the Lord as well in that regard, that especially what's been going on in the last few weeks, especially since February 4th when the One World Church officially started. It actually started in the year 2000 on June 26th. But now that they've gotten every so-called religion under one roof, it has finalized its prophetic agenda. And it's just like with the 1954, 501c3 was initiated, or the bill was passed in 1954. The prophecy was fulfilled at that time. It's just like in June 26, 2000, the prophecy was fulfilled. The One World Church was formed, but it was only, you know, Protestants and Catholics agreeing. And that included the SDAs, by the way. And my last video proves that hands down. But the thing is, like with the 1954, it didn't become law until December 7th, 2017. And so I wanted to praise the Lord that that One World Church has started, not because any benefit onto Christians, because it's going to destroy billions of people's lives. But I praise the Lord that he's coming sooner now, because they cannot do the One World Government without the One World Church. Politicians can't get that many people to bow to religious law. But when the preachers, who, because of the way the 501c3 is written, when the preachers join with the state, as they did, and created an image to the beast in Rome, as they have, and since December 7th have now been given the ability to lobby religious law, which the Mark of the Beast is a religious law. Just look up the mark in Scripture, and every time it's mentioned, the word worship's right there with it, so there's no getting around that. Everybody thinks it's a computer chip, but, oh, well, if you don't read your Bibles, they'll believe anything if they don't read their Bibles, because the Bible is so clear about it. But no one wants to take the time. They're too busy. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that we are that much closer to home, because that just happened 3 weeks ago, actually almost a month ago. In 2 days, it'll be a month. Yeah. So this is the first time I've had an opportunity to share in regards to that, because Testimony Sabbath was before they did it last month. All right, so let me get, I want to praise the Lord here. Oh, and I also want to praise the Lord that we have, well, now we only have got 83, or 73, 80 great controversies have been delivered to the House. Some of you are expecting $2, and I didn't have any notes on that, and so all I saw is Fran filled out a bunch of envelopes waiting for the books to get here, and they never got here until she left. And so I just stuck a book in each envelope, so some of you are going to have to get another letter, I guess, because I only sent one book. But I want to praise the Lord that those books have gotten here, and they are such a blessing. And the Mary Beth, you know, Vern Bates' daughter, she sent two DVDs for free. I was asking for the Time Prophecy DVDs because I wanted to see if, well, I know we're on the same page because I've known Vern for many, many years before he died. But the thing is, she messed up and sent the wrong DVDs, which are actually going to be better if you think about it, because the Let's Review the Books, Part 1 and 2. And I just started watching one of them last night, and you wouldn't believe how much stuff has been removed from those books. The Seventh-day Adventist Church removed that stuff, and he's got proof it was them. You know, they kicked him out of the church in 1955 because they didn't want him in there with the books, because you wouldn't believe some of the stuff he uncovers, too, in those videos, in regards to how the SDA Church really didn't want her around at all. They didn't like the books at all while she was alive. And it's really, and that stuff has never been released until now. So we're just doing the work of Jeremiah here. All of us get out there, you know, as well as exposing Antichrist in any spot, any place he is. All right, so let me see if we got any hands up here, because I got a few of these, you know, these, okay, no hands up. All right, so I'm going to keep going here. SDR Indy, my wife, says, I praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with it. Also, I want to praise the Lord for answering all my prayers, especially when I was visiting my granddaughter at a hospital. And, when I was visiting my daughter at a hospital, and there were other patients there asking to read a Bible. But they only had one Bible for 20 to 30 people. They seemed to really need God's word at their difficult time in life. And I felt so sad for them. The hospital wouldn't let me pass any Bibles out, so I prayed that God send someone somehow to get them Bibles. The next day, my daughter told me that a patient who was leaving that day passed out his Bibles to the people that he had brought with during his hospital stay. Look at that. You know, I remember you telling me about this, but I love repeating stuff like this. And so she says, praise the Lord for his love and mercy. I love when I see my Lord's having so much compassion for the sick. Thank you, Lord, for getting your word to those poor people. Also, my daughter gave her Steps to Christ book to her roommate that her roommate asked her for. So, amen. Amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord. And I also want to praise the Lord that my daughter's out of the hospital. Amen. I want to praise the Lord that and healing just fine. So, all right. Let me see any hands up. Up and down. I don't see any. So, this next praise is from Yaswanth, actually. He says, dear brothers and sisters, Sabbath blessings to all. I am Yaswanth from India. I praise the Lord God Almighty for all his excellent mercies and long-suffering through which we are surviving each and every day in this sin-sick world. I can only bless his name for his everlasting grace. We have a sister in India. Her name is Dahun, and her sister Dafi is mentally depressed, and she was admitted in the mental hospital and was undergoing treatment, and we prayed for her, and I also asked our church brethren in Viber to pray for her, and within a few days, she has made a good recovery, and even the nurses were surprised seeing her progress, and now she is almost completely normal. I really want to thank and praise the Lord for her. God is so good, and also I request you to pray for her that the Holy Spirit fill her heart with eagerness to read the scriptures. Have a wonderful Sabbath, and God bless you all. Yaswanth, your brother in Christ. And I got that email just, I don't know, 45 minutes ago. Okay. Oh, Brother Sean's got a praise, and I guess I'll let him go because I got a praise list here from Sister Teresa. And she's got 1, 2, 3, 4 little praises and a personal note. And so I'll be sharing that soon. Let me drop the mic so y'all can hear Brother Sean.
Sabbath blessings. Can you all hear me? I see the meter moving. Yes. All right. Good. Praise the Lord. All right. First, I'm going to share Sister Lee Ann's praise. And she says she would like to say the Lord, she says, I would like to say the Lord has blessed me much this past month. Much has happened in this month. The Lord gave me much knowledge. He has shown me where I need to improve in my life and also show me how far I have come. This month, my truck was having issues with the brakes. At first, I thought it was just the snow and slush on the roads. Well, I praise the Lord that He kept me and Trey both safe driving the vehicle. After the roads cleared of the snow and slush, I realized it was the brakes having issues. I took the vehicle to get them fixed and realized that the issue was worse than what I had first thought. The brake pads and rotors were messed up. On top of that, the calipers were messed up and leaking everywhere. As well, the serpentine belt was bad on the truck. I must have misheard the cost, but I thought it was going to take almost $1,450 to get fixed. I am just so glad that my income tax refund, that I got my income tax refund back just days before this happened. I praise God protected us, and me and Trey were driving the vehicle, while me and Trey were driving the vehicle, but the Lord did so much more. After they fixed my vehicle, and I was paying the amount, was actually $300 or less than what I had thought. My next praise is the fact that I had a bad mouth infection for 2 weeks, and it has healed to now 95% good with natural methods. I want to thank God for all the help and healings He has brought in my life this month. I thank Him for my family and all of my family in Christ. Praise His mighty name, brothers and sisters. Amen. So praise the Lord, Sister Lee. There's going to be another one coming as well, and that one's being titled right now. But I'm also going to share praises for myself. From myself. There we go. And I wanted to praise the Lord for, you know, sending His Holy Spirit to guide us. How do I word this properly? I'll say, recently I found myself on the wrong side of a disagreement. But even after walking away from that, I could still tell that something was not right. And it just goes to show that though, you know, sometimes when the Lord's trying to reach out to us, or when we're trying to reach out to others, and we're planting the seeds and we're speaking to them, that even if at that very moment they end up rejecting the ideas that are being brought before them, if they are susceptible to the Holy Spirit, they're still going to hear His voice. So even though we have gone and we have planted the seed, it is true that God is indeed the one giving the increase. So I wanted to praise the Lord for His Holy Spirit guiding us and just helping us to see these things, and not just, you know, obviously in other people's lives, but obviously it happening in our own lives as well. But yeah, I wanted to praise the Lord for that. And like I said, there's at least one more on the way, but it's being typed out, so I will drop my mic for, I guess, Pastor Nicholas again. Can't see anybody's hands up. Okay. Sabbath blessings, everybody.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It's just, I really love testimony Sabbath, I got to tell you, because of the way the Lord just keeps moving His hand. It's just nice to see. You know, it makes people realize, too, especially those sitting on the fence, that, hey, I may as well just jump over on this side of the fence and just walk with Jesus, because it truly is the better way to go. Because I remember when I was young, I always thought, you know, I don't want to get out of here because I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't do this as a Christian. But then I realized that I can do this, and things you can't do before you meet Christ, you can now do after you meet him, and it's just amazing, some of the things. And the other things that you don't, that he doesn't want you to do, are going to kill you anyway, spiritually and physically sometimes, especially like, you know, alcohol, smoking, stuff like that. All right. Oh, thanks. I was just going to go out there and ask if Lee had something. Not Leanne, Lee. We always got that Lee, Leanne kind of a thing going on here with the two sisters. So here's Lee's praise. It says, before I left the hospital, my roommate saw me reading the Steps to Christ book and asked me if she can have it. I told her yes, she can. And before I left, we prayed to God together. Praise the Lord for his love for us. Amen. Amen and amen and amen and amen. And then Sister Janet says, hello, brethren. I would love to share something without going into details how our healer, the Lord, has healed my digestive system that has been a major struggle for many years. Praise the Lord. She says, I honestly cannot thank him enough. Amen and amen and amen. Yeah. Amen for each person in the Godhead. It's just like, holy, holy, holy. Yeah, so pray for those people out there that keep seeing Jesus isn't God, the Holy Spirit doesn't exist, there's one God. Well, that's, look at the book of magic, you'll see. Satan is called the One, and when he does his Antichrist appearance, he only can show up as one, you know, and so stuff like that. Like the Muslims believe in one God, the Catholics believe in one God, SDAs believe in one God, you know, the Trinity thing. But the Bible's clear. Holy, holy, holy. There's a reason he does that. It's to be able to handle every aspect of our lives for us. You know, the Father provides for us. The Lord Jesus Christ has died for us. And the Holy Spirit is our guide from them for us. So, yeah, Trinity is one God. They say it's three gods. No, it's one. Just like the people that say the Holy Spirit doesn't exist and Jesus isn't a God. Same thing. It's Trinity theology. I was always wondering, too, why the Trinity was such a threat. I couldn't figure it out for many years until, you know, the Lord reminded me of that occult book and the One thing. It says, oh, so they're going to push the Trinity thing, but they're going to rename it. It's just like with socialism in America. It's going to come, but they're not going to call it socialism because Americans won't deal with it. They won't. You know. So anyway, moving on. Sister Teresa has a few praises here, four of them, and then one of them is a personal note. So, let's see here. It says, hello, dear brothers and sisters. And this is the first praise from Sister Teresa. It has been a while since I shared my praises. Since we sold the house, my husband and I have been on an interesting journey. Our living arrangements changed a few times to what was planned, however. The Lord has been with us all the way through. People wondered why I wasn't so anxious. I would respond by telling them that the Lord is in control and he will provide and open doors. And that is exactly what he has been doing. With all the changes along the way, yeah, I've also been able to share the truth on different topics and plant seeds. We have a 5-year plan and hope to be permanently living up north. However, not of our will, but the Lord's. Praise the Lord. Amen. And a second praise. Our dog's Shadow was having seizure-like symptoms. We brought him to the vet and were told that his lungs were full of fluid, and he has an advanced heart condition. The vet prescribed some water pills to try to get rid of the fluid. But he didn't think it would help much and didn't think Shallow would live long. I haven't stopped praying for Shallow since we received that news. It has now been over 3 months and the seizures have stopped and Shallow has more energy than what he did. I praise the Lord because he has given us more time with Shallow. Praise the Lord. Amen, sister. And okay, third praise is, during services, I take notes. My current book that I write in has a year's worth of a lot of writing. I usually keep it in my tote bag with all my studies and tracks. However, the one day I put it in a different location and forgot where I put it. I figured that I would come across it. However, a few days went by and I wasn't able to locate it. I then prayed about it with all my heart, and as I was praying, the Lord gave me a mental image to where it was located. As soon as I was done praying, I went to that area and found it. I hugged the book and praised the Lord. Amen. I like it when he does that. All right, fourth phrase. My son Alejandro has been battling with staying away from Satan's lies, and he has many challenges. However, I see the Lord fighting for him. Even though it has been a roller coaster, I praise the Lord because he has protected Alejandro, or Alessandro. It could be Alessandro. It looks like Alessandro, actually. So he has protected Alessandro in so many situations, and he keeps bringing Sandro back home. I guess that's, you know, the nickname. Please keep praying for Alessandro. Praise the Lord, and we will. And then it says, she says, I have many more spoken and unspoken praises that I am thankful for as well. Praise the Lord. And then a personal note is, I do not have a computer or access to the internet in my fifth wheel. And that's a trailer that's got the, like a kind of like a semi hookup in the back of a pickup truck. And so I have to always go somewhere to access the internet on my phone, just in case some brothers or sisters are wondering why I haven't been attending on Friday nights the last few months. God bless, Sister Teresa. And so, okay, good to know, sister. All right. Yeah, because a lot of RV camps, yeah, oh, yeah, we got, they advertise you got Wi-Fi. But it's usually slower than fax machine speed, and that's 14K. 14.4, actually. I remember the old dial-up days. So, amen. Another good praise or testimony service. Let me just check and see if we got any emails. And let me just, oh, we got Brother Sean. He's got something he's going to share. And let me just check my email real quick here. And that's it. No more any emails. And so I think Brother Sean's it, for unless someone else chimes in after him. So let me drop the mic.
Okay. Sabbath blessings again, everybody. All right. I have another praise. This one's from Brother Caleb. And he says, after the Sabbath sermon last month, I passed out and set up letters and stickers at an old church that I was raised in. Its name was Bible Way Missionary Church. After a couple of days, I ran into one of the deacons of the church that I used to go to. And we talked about some other stuff, like where I've been. Then he asked me why I haven't been going to church anymore. And then he asked me the church I go to. I said, an online church. He asked, what is it? I said, SDR. He said, it's good that you're getting fed. And he says, my thought was that he didn't know what that was. So I left, started to walk away, but the Holy Spirit told me to give him one of the letters that the Holy Spirit had led me to make. So I handed him the letter that had the Antichrist track, along with the links to other videos about the Mark of the Beast, New World Order, and the guillotines, including the link to the Mark of the Beast track. But he knew exactly what was in it, which tells me that he read one of the letters I had put at the church. He said, oh, yeah, I know what that is, the Sabbath. Then he asked, you believe that? I said, yes. He said, yeah, okay. And that was it. He didn't even bother to try to correct me. He just turned his head away, and he just turned away ahead in a shame on you way. I felt ashamed at first, but not anymore, because I know what I tried to give him in their church is the truth. I felt really sad about the fact that I was raised in a church that claimed to be a Bible Way church and claimed that they loved Jesus Christ, but didn't actually follow him. But it didn't hurt me. It actually brought me closer to Jesus Christ, because it let me know how the Godhead feels when people who say they are Christians but don't follow Jesus and rejected the truth. This was another answer to a prayer that I asked. It was when I asked the Father to have the Holy Spirit teach me something that will bring me closer to him. Glory to our Father in heaven. I love my brothers and sisters, the Godhead family and the heavenly family. God bless, stay sober, and praise the Lord always. Stay a soldier of Christ always. And amen, brother. Amen. That. All right. That would be, I believe, from my end. Somebody typing. Oh, somebody actually has another one to share. I'm not sure if you said, Pastor Nicholas, if you had other ones to read, so I can drop it and allow you to read. Somebody's typing another one up. No, he's done. Okay. On this, one last one. Yeah, so I don't want to keep the microphone entirely silent here. Okay. I'll put down the mic.
Okay. Did you say you had another? Well, okay, yeah. But did you say you had another praise, Brother Sean? Oh, okay. He's typing it. Okay. Thanks, bro. All right, so in the meantime, praise the Lord that we're still together in fellowship. And I also want to praise the Lord that, you know, we had quite a few people in the room and on the stream, but it's sad when I think about how, you know, sometimes on YouTube they don't want to, you know, listen, but that's okay, you know. The Lord's got something else they need to hear. Next week, by the way, I'll be preaching again. I might do it 2 weeks in a row. I don't know. Kind of want to get some of Craig's sermons in, but I got this Antichrist series that I'm doing. And because I do Q&A every month and testimony every month, it only gives me two or three opportunities to preach a month, usually two. And so we'll see what happens. But next week, I'm definitely going to be doing Antichrist, the Pope is Antichrist, part two. And there's going to be about, I would think, at least 10 parts. And so those of you listening on the stream, let as many people as you can know about it. That part number one is a couple of three weeks ago. No problem, Sean. Let me see. The way the Lord, people keep going and listening to that sermon. You know, about the Antichrist part one. And I was always contemplating on making a video about it, but I figured, why? It's already on YouTube. The only thing is, you just got to fast forward up to it. I got to figure out exactly when it starts, but I don't want them to skip over the testimony or not the, the study hour either. So if they want to, they'll do it on their own. But I already have an Antichrist video, but I never let it finish. Because back then, YouTube had some really goofy rules and regs, and I didn't want to have them using the video the way they were saying. They had a weird different policy back then that they don't have now, if I can recall right. That's why I left it short. It was like a 9-minute video when it should have been around 30. So, but now it would be hours for me to get through it, so... Any clue as to how soon that that typing is going to be? Oh, good. He's got his hand up. So let me drop the mic.
One moment.
Okay. Sorry. Unplug my microphone and plug it back in. All right. So this is a short praise, but it's still a good one, regardless. It's from Brother Hosea. And he wants to praise the Lord because he says that he was not feeling well these past 3 months. And he actually says he was dying. And he says, but he says the church, that would be us, prayed for him to recover. And so, praise the Lord for that. And also that, you know, the truth that the Lord has been having being shared here at POGM. And he wanted to praise the Lord for that because he said the truth here that's being shared has made him more righteous. So, yep, and exactly. Welcome back, Brother Hosea. It's been quite some time. But, all right. That would be it. Sabbath blessings to everyone. And Pastor Nicholas will be speaking next.
Amen, amen, and amen. I also want to get, and thanks, Eli, for sharing that with me, as well as Sean, in regards to Hosea being another one that was brought into the truth, or hopefully, or someone that is coming in from the internet. And I also want to praise the Lord in that respect because Pastor Craig and I were discussing, as some of you know, and then we had that meeting a couple of weeks ago. The Lord has revealed unto us a different way of working to get the word out, and it's going to bring in many souls, and we need to be prepared for that. And so pray as often as you can. Study your word. Study your Bibles as often, you know, minimum one time a day, but it'd be nice to go into the word or spirit of prophecy before you go to bed and pray, you know, like the patriarchs and prophets did 3 times a day. Some of us do it a lot more than that, which is okay. You know, let them be in your hour, let them be in your minute. And but I want to praise the Lord for what he's been revealing in regards to the next stage of this work he's got us doing and how it's going to go forward in ways we never could have imagined. And I also want to praise the Lord for the people that are coming in from around the world that believe exactly the same way we do. Some of them do use the SDR name in their countries and stuff like that, and they always ask for permission. I says, yeah, you know, if you're on the same page, there's no problem. We asked, you know, for the their statement of faith, if you will, and they're 100% the ones we're. And there's a lot of them that don't use our SDR name, but they are also 100% on the same page. So you don't literally, I mean. We're not looking for the numbers. We're looking for the quality of the people, not the quantity, because we know the numbers are going to be small regardless because of the final prophecy of us being the remnant of her seed. The Lord only needed 12 apostles when he did what he did 2,000 years ago, and he only used 50 people after October 22nd, 1844, to go forth and do what he did in the ninth hour there with the people. And so in our day, it's, you know, it'll be similar, you know, very small number of people that are out, you know, out there doing it in a very strong manner. And then, you know, then you got the church members under them helping out as well. But what we all hope to get into that one final number of 144,000, the Gideon band. And so I praise the Lord that I'm part of a church family that really wants to be part of that number. No updates yet from Papua New Guinea. Nope, I haven't heard anything. I do get a Sabbath blessings from two of the pastors out there every week. I did ask for a statement of faith on a new group that is coming forward. I haven't responded to them yet because it kind of upset me. But they have a Trinitarian issue there, and so I got to get back with him. But I got to be careful in how I word it because this is the issue, especially for those of you that are listening that are trying to reach out to other ministries in other countries. There's a lot of scammers out there, and they'll give you a form letter to seek, you know, donations or books or DVDs or whatever. We never send them anything, you know, right off. We got to check them out first. And so I'll ask them for a statement of faith. And then half the time I'll find that that'll end it. They'll never send anything. And if they do send a statement of faith and it's in the exact same lettering, I'll ask questions or lettering or lingo or language or method of writing, and then I'll ask a question or two, and if they come back with the same type of English that they used to start off the email with, then they come off a little bit more legit than others. But if you get an email from somebody that talks about how wonderful your ministry is and all this and that, and how they believe the same way we do, and then we send them an email, ask a question, and all of a sudden it's broken English, that's a form letter that they sent originally, and they're not to be trusted. And so, anyway, if you – oh, we got some music and then one song, and then we're going to end the service. Let me just scroll up and down really quick. Oh, Brother Alex. He's going to do the music. All right, so let me drop the mic.
A quote to all good people everywhere. A time to make the most decisive stand. Be the price what it may. Proclaim to all God's way. Repair the breach, restore the past to dwell in. Fight for the faith, once delivered to the saints, and endeavor to preserve the truth. He died for to uphold, give the last call of mercy, and prepare the people for God's return. Fight for the faith, live up the truth of the Lord. Partake not of for sins, obey God's holy law, and receive God's holy spirit. Fight for the faith, once delivered to the saints, and endeavor to preserve the truth. Desire for to uphold, give the last call of mercy, and prepare the people. God's return, fight for the faith, keep up the truth of the Lord. Be of one mind, one judgment, one faith, in Jesus, one love, strengthen and encourage, cry aloud, and to
song. If you all can kneel or finish in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for blessing us with your presence here on the Sabbath day. Thank you for keeping us in your will and keeping the path before us well lit. And we know the only way to do that is to have the scripture in our lives on a daily basis. And so thank you for that as well. Thank you for blessing everyone that was in attendance today in ways that only you know they need to be blessed. And thank you for blessing everyone that's on our prayer list, especially those that are lost. And all those that were mentioned in the text chat for the children's study as well as the adult study and service hour. And again, it's such a blessing, Father, to find the truth in these last days when so many lies are out there. It's amazing how you were able to get it to us when it's such a mess out there. And so thank you for giving us opportunities to share it with others so that they too can be blessed. And we offer this prayer and all these praises unto you in the name of your Son, our Savior, our King for all eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.